Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and boogie-woogie. Well, it's nice to see you back at the club. Step over the drunks outside, leave your coats with the hat check girl, and the waiter will show you to your usual table. If you want a drink, I can recommend the vodka for today. You can barely taste the antifreeze. Right up on the bandstand, just as you sit down, is Elmore, or Elmo Nixon, and he's singing If You'll Be My Love.
Something I want you to do. Will you be my love, baby? Something I want you to do. You know deep down in your heart I'm in love with you. If you be my love, I'll settle down. I'll be the most happy man in town. For you to be my love, baby, something I want you to do. You know deep down in your heart I'm in love with you.
That was Elmo Nixon. He was from Houston, and that was from 1950 and on the Peacock label. Okay, let's go up north now. This is Bo Diddley, one of the great survivors. Checker 832, I'm looking for a woman. Diddley there, and I'm looking for a woman. A little bit atypical of the Bo Diddley beat that, but really tremendous drumming, I thought, on that track. Okay, let's go over now to Dr. Gaddy. Certainly not as well known as Bo, but I think a very fine musician. This is from 1954. It's Dot 1185, and it's Evil Man Blues.
Always loved me the best. Evil man, don't
nice piano there from Dr. Gaddy on Evil Man Blues. Okay, for the country spot this week, we're going down to Arkansas. And this is early bluegrass. This is the Armstrong Twins on the 4-star label. And it's 3 miles south of Cache, Arkansas.
Got no electricity, but that's just where I'm gonna be. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. General store and a cotton gin, a little old jail my pappy's in. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. But my gal, she don't wait for me.
Oh boy,
all the boys there have too darn much hospitality. Ain't no use for telephone, no one never stays at home. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. Oh, pick me one, son. Ten folks here, young'uns there, granny in a rocking chair. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. Sunday go meet and supper on the ground, maps and speeders buzzing around. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. But I don't care what happens there. I ain't going back cause I ain't got the railroad fare. Brother in a holler, sister on a hill, stealing corn and they always will. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. Another one now, son. That's just where I want to be. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. General store on a cotton gin, a little old jail my pappy's in. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. But my gal, she don't wait for me.
Oh boy,
all the boys are happy darn much hospitality. Ain't no use for telephone, no one ever stays at home. 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas.
Some startling mandolin playing there from the Armstrong Twins. They used to appear very regularly on Border Radio, which is these massive radio stations that were situated just south of the American border in Mexico, and they would beam all over the states without any regulations, and you can hear some fantastic music. So that was the Armstrong Twins and 3 miles south of Cache, Arkansas. For the rare record this week, I'm actually going to something a little bit different. This is a Jamaican record. This is a Jamaican doo-wop record. It's on the Starlight label. It's Starlight 072. Starlight was a British label, not a terribly successful one, and many of the records on Starlight are now worth quite a great deal of money. This is from 1962, and it's the Blues Busters and You Send Me Crazy.
Oh,
Well, there's the Blues Busters and a record that's as rare as hen's teeth. You send me crazy. You're listening to the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. My name's Bob Hall, and I'm hoping you're enjoying this show of rare blues and rhythm and blues and boogie-woogie records. I'd like to play a Charlie Parker record for you now. And this shows you how a great jazz man deals with the blues. This is Charlie Parker in a live version of Ornithology.
Thank you.
genius of Charlie Parker there, Charlie Parker Quartet, and a live version of Ornithology. For the uninitiated, Parker's nickname was Bird. Now to something rather more down home. This is Silas Hogan, one of the late Excellos. It's I'm Gonna Quit You, Pretty Baby.
I'm afraid the way you beat me, woman, I'll soon be dead. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. Cause a woman like you won't do. You get up in the morning, slip on your robe. The first thing you do is hit the road. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. Cause a woman like you won't do. Money by whiskey and wine. I'm sitting out drinking with a bunch of clowns. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. Cause a woman like you won't do. I get back in the evening, start to raise and sing. Make me think you've been out with a newsreel man. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. I'm gonna quit you, pretty baby. Cause a woman like you won't do.
Silas Hogan there, and the inimitable Excello sound, I'm Gonna Quit You, Pretty Baby. Here's another very recognisable man. This is Amos Milburn, one of his Aladdin sides, recorded during his period where he recorded very little else but drinking songs. But this is not a drinking song. It's called Anybody's Blues.
The one you love, you too. It's so easy to be happy when the one you love loves you too. But nothing makes you happy when the one you love walks out on you. If you don't love anybody, you should be happy as a dove. If you don't love anybody, you should be happy as a dove. Cause your troubles don't begin until you fall in love. Thank you.
I've always thought he was grossly underrated as a band pianist. That was Amos Milburn there. The wonderful Amos Milburn and Anybody's Blues. Okay, it's time for the gospel spot. We're about halfway through the show. And this week, I'm going to feature the Angelic Gospel Singers with lead vocalist Margaret Allison. Here, they're accompanied by the Dixie Hummingbirds. The two groups together just for a session in 1952, and it was very successful. They went out on the road as a double act. Anyway, this is the Angelic Gospel Singers and the Dixie Hummingbirds, and One Day.
Oh, one day when heaven was,
one day
when we dreamed,
one day,
one day when Sarah,
one day
that has to be.
One day,
born of a virgin,
one day,
well, something right now all is here. Living to love me,
dying
to see me,
buried
in heaven,
sent
forever, God justified,
living
forever.
One day,
one day he's come,
Lord, glorious day.
One day they led him on,
one day,
down his mountain,
one day,
one day they led.
One day.
Angelic Gospel Singers there, led by Margaret Allison, and the Dixie Hummingbirds with the wonderful Aria Tucker on lead vocal, and One Day. Must have been great to be able to see those two groups in concert together. Well, you're listening to the Keynote Club. This is your host, Bob Hall, and we're on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you like this kind of music and you'd like to hear more of it, then this is a listener-supported radio station and we need all the help we can get. If you'd like to become a member, then drop us a line on www.sheffieldlive.org and sign up to be a member. It's only £10 a year and you get more of this kind of stuff. But for the moment, I have to leave you for this important message, but I'll be back in a trice.
When you die, it doesn't have to be the end. Hi, I'm Uzi Fitzsimmons, and I know that you, your animals, even women, have an essence that continues to flow after the death of a body. In ancient Egypt, where they were fascinated with triangles, man-cats, and incest, the mummification process ensured that in 1,000 years, you'll still look great, and your spirit can make love after death. Wow, now you can too. Preserve your heritage and soul in the next life by getting mummified. Just listen to one of our customers who signed up. I swear I didn't pay him.
Hey, when they bury you, worms beat out your brain. Or they burn the shit out of you. What if I ain't really dead? Even if I'm dead, I don't want that shit. Then I heard about mummification. I'ma get myself some crazy sarcophagus or some shit like that. I'm a pharaoh.
Wow, mummification. Preserve yourself the ancient way.
We'll be right back.
Some tasty tenor there from Roland Mitchell. Roland Mitchell and his band. That's on Jumping 5001 from 1955. And the track was Irma Special. Okay, we're going to move on down the line with Earl Hooker.
So dog a plan. That's my baby, baby. I don't mean baby. That's my baby, baby. I don't mean baby. That's my baby, baby. Well, all right, well, all right. So dog a plan.
Recorded in Memphis, that was Earl Hooker. And to move on down the line. Well, let's move on down the line to Louisiana and a little Cajun music. This is from Nathan Abshire, the great accordion player, and it's Cannonball Special.
Thank you.
A nice Cajun two-step there from Nathan Abshire on our Hooli Records. Cannonball Special. Why don't we stay in Louisiana, go down to New Orleans. And this is Charles Hungry Williams, better known as a drummer with a Huey Piano Smith and a whole bunch of hit records that came out of Cosimo Matassa's studio. But this is Hungry Williams as a singer. And it's actually quite a well-known record, this one. And a very good one. It's So Glad You're Mine. Nice record there from Charles Hungry Williams. It was on Chess, was from 1955, and it's So Glad You're Mine.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, we come to the spot in the show where we play this week's challenging record, or indeed the worst record I could find this week. This one was suggested to me by the old-time collector Pete Whalen. Most of the challenging records I play are fairly modern, but there's always been a few clunkers out there, and this one goes back to 1931. It's on Victor 23280. It's Beans Hambone and L. Morrow. You can begin to groan already. And it's called Beans.
This is Beans now, fixing to play you all a beautiful little number, the entitled Beans. He's playing this from the General Resurrection to the Revolution. Now, the last time, y'all, when y'all hear this piece of music, now, ladies and gentlemen, I mean it's all right. Now, way down south, you had to say good morning. Any morning, that's something good, people, when you till the drink of morning, that ain't no way to do. Should you come to my house, you won't find no two beef, no bone and pipe. You won't find no two beef, no ham, no egg, no two beef, no pork and pipe. They give you a bean for your breakfast, give you a bean for your dinner, bean for supper time. They give you fried beans, boiled beans, stew beans, baked beans, beans, brand, or yana, got sick for beating beans. Oh, the dog brought beans, and till the black beans, brought out a dripping for beans, 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 and the taste like beans, then the ankle like beans, beans, beans. They will work you like beans too. Some lime and beans, beans, beans. A leather fork and beans. Spoon sticking in the beans. They even had a leather bean, beans, beans. Old Katie had beans, beans. Some lime and beans. You seen the Penzoid bean. Adam had a leather bean. Way you had beans. She had a garden full of beans. Old Nora had beans, beans. He had a ark full of beans. Father Paul had beans, beans. Dumb lime and beans. I died from eating beans, beans, beans. Undertaker brought beans. Had a coffin full of beans. His hearse was full of beans, beans. To the graveyard eating beans. Dug my grave in beans, beans, beans. Let me down at bean strings. Cover me up at bean hole. Greet my funeral with beans, beans, beans. Preacher took his taste with beans. Sister raised the helm with beans. Please me to song beans. I swear to shout at beans. Gold Liar had beans, beans, beans. St. Peter had beans. I got a reply from a heaven to hell. It was bean, bean, bean.
Well, it's very rare, but I guess not very good. How about that for guitar tuning? That was Beans Hambone and L. Morrow and Beans, recorded in Charlotte in 1931. I think the only answer to that is Bobby Bland and Dry Up, Baby. Sheer vocal power of the young Bobby Bland there. That was on Chess from 1952 and Dry Up Baby. Well, here's Walter Holden and We All Gotta Go Sometime, recorded in Memphis.
$10. know I got to go. Yes, I got to go.
The sleek harmonica of Walter Halton there, and we all gotta go sometime. This week's group record is by the Majors. It's on Derby, the New York labels, and it's Come On Up to My Room.
That's feeling blue because your old man can't satisfy you, and you don't know what to do. Just come on up to my room.
Well now, come on up to my room, baby. Come on up and adore me, baby. Come on up to my room, baby.
I'll satisfy your soul. Well, if you're out for a good time and no place to go because your good loving daddy ain't around anymore, you want that old thrill you never had before, just come on up to my room.
Come on up to my room, baby.
Come on up
and don't be lady.
Come on up
to my room, baby.
I'll satisfy your soul.
Yes, we're gonna rock and roll.
Yeah.
Stop and blow. Catch a little air and start to rock some more.
Well, come on up to my room, baby. Come on up and I don't mean maybe. Come on up and I'll satisfy your soul.
Well, I've got no clock to tell me when to stop. I've got a sign on the door so nobody will knock. You don't have to worry, everything's okay. We'll have the good times roll until the break of day.
And come on up to my room. Okay, let's go from New York way down south back to Louisiana. This is one of the Excello classics. It's by Lazy Lester, who is one of the few major artists who's still with us, and it's one of his original hits. It's The Same Thing.
Don't ever write your name a jailhouse wall these funny little signs are true. If you don't believe me, what I say, the same thing could happen to you. Now when you cut your toenails off, don't ever put them in a crack. Before you leave the jailhouse, man, you're gonna meet yourself coming back. Old Shot got out the other day, I told him to watch his step, but he wouldn't listen to what I said and was back before he left. I know you think I'm crazy, but I do know that it's true. If you don't believe me, what I say, the same thing could happen to you. Now when you see something looking good laying around, it's best you leave it be. If you pick it up, they're gonna catch you every time, and you'll wind up in here with me. Now that's all I got time to tell you, so you do what you wanna do. Don't lie and say I didn't tell you so when the same thing happened to you.
Lazy Lester urging you to be careful what you do with your toenail clippings. Well, you've been listening to the Keynote Club, and I've had a lot of fun doing the show. I'm your host, Bob Hall. I hope you'll join me again next week. In the meantime, I'd like to say cheerio for now, and leave you with Big Joe Turner. This is Imperial 5093, and Love Me Baby.